Weird Stories in the Dark by Ronald Kaiser. It was a tale of sheer horror that old Asa Gregg poured into the dictaphone. The watchman's flashlight printed a white circle on the frosted glass black-lettered door. Gregg Chemical Company Manufacturers, Asa Gregg President, Private. The watchman's hand closed on the knob, rattled the door in its frame. Queer, but tonight the sound had seemed to come from in there. But that couldn't be. He knew that Mr. Gregg and Miss Carruthers carried the only keys to the office, so any intruder would have been forced to smash the lock. Maybe the sound came from the storage room. The watchman clumped along the rubber-matted corridor, flung his weight against that door. It opened hard, being of ponderous metal fitted into a cork casing. The room was an airtight, fireproof vault, really. His shoes gritted on the concrete floor as he prowled among the big porcelain vats. The flashlight bored through the bluish haze to the concrete walls. Acid fumes escaping under the vat lids made the haze and seared the man's throat. He hurried out, coughing and wiping his eyes. It was damn funny. Every night lately, he heard the same peculiar noise somewhere in this wing of the building. Like a body groaning and turning in restless sleep it was. It scared him. He didn't mention the mystery to anyone, though. He was an old man, and he didn't want Mr. Gregg to think he was getting too old for the job.
He said think I was crazy if I told him about it, he mumbled.
Inside the office, Asa Gregg heard the muttered words plainly. He sat very still in the big leather cushioned chair.